Today we have 15 adults who is going to confirm their faith. They already received the baptism, but now they want to live this fully communion with the church through confirmation and the Eucharist. And it's beautiful to celebrate this moment, the acceptance, on this Sunday, when we celebrate Christ, the King of the universe. Because your decision, I truly believe that is a sign that in some way you realized that Jesus, the King, has to be in charge of your life, has to govern your life. And this is the grace and the mystery that we are celebrating this weekend. The church presents to us on the last Sunday of the liturgical year the feast of Christ, the King of the universe, reminding us that we have a king, but it is a king totally different. It is a king that gave his life, who gave his life for each of us. His throne was the cross, his crown made by thorns. And this humble and gentle king now is being celebrated. We know that his first throne was the cross, and from the cross, through the resurrection, he went to heaven. And there he has a throne. And from that throne, through the Holy Spirit, he wants to be on the throne of our heart. And this is the best place where he could stay, on this inner throne, in the throne of our heart. Because sometimes we have different things on the throne of our hearts. Sometimes ourselves or our ego is there, trying to command, to govern everything. Sometimes this throne of our inner life is occupied by the principles of Pilate and not by the principle of Jesus, the King. And the church invites us to look at this aspect of our lives. Who is in charge of this throne? Who is governing our inner life and consequently our own lives? And it is so beautiful when we see that through the grace of faith, Jesus is the King. Jesus is in charge of our life. It is beautiful when we are aware that we have a humble King guiding our lives. And from him, we receive the guidance, the protection, and the grace and light and wisdom that we need for our lives. When we look at this throne and we see who is the King seated there, we will realize that our lives can be guided by those principles. And it's so important for our community, because today, celebrating the King of the universe, we can see this moment of acceptance. I know that now you are going to say yes to this King. You are going to say yes to this kingdom. And in some way, you are opening the door of your life and heart for him. And he is coming as a gentle king, and with his gentleness and kindness knocking on the door. And you are open, especially those here, these 15. You are open, this beautiful place inside of you, and accepting this grace in your lives. You already received the grace of baptism, but now we are saying yes to this preparation, to this journey that you are accepting, becoming fully integrated in our community and becoming full of this divine presence, of the presence of this King. They are going to accept in a special way. They are going to say yes to this spiritual journey. And for all of us here, I truly believe that we are invited to say yes with them, to say yes one more time to this King. Especially when we live those kind of moments, that the things are not easy, that we can see some struggles in our lives. But when we are aware that we are not alone, that there is a gentle King walking with us, probably we will see the hope that is needed for our lives. And may God bless all of us here, and teach us how to say yes to this gentle King, Christ, the King of the universe, who wants to be the King of our lives, our families, and our communities. And may God bless all of us. Amen.